Let's have a quick chat to Derek is on the line. Hello, Derek.
Hello.
Fire away.
Right, I'm looking for an update on a story that was huge about 16 or 17 years ago. There was a meteorite found in Antarctica, called it ALH84001, which was of a type that they were sure came from Mars, but they'd found in its structures which were being interpreted as microbacteria. So obviously it was all very exciting, suggesting that there was life on Mars. And then there were papers over the coming sort of months or whatever that said, well, no, it's contamination or it's not biological or whatever. But largely it's fallen out in recent years of the public eye. And it's such an exciting story about life on Mars potentially that I just wondered where we're up to with it.
Tamala, where has the story of the meteorite with life in it from Mars gone? It has indeed evaporated, hasn't it? We've heard nothing for a long time.
I think people can be forgiven for being a bit inconclusive about this because it's just disappeared. So Derek's given a nice background to this story. So basically in 1996, there was this paper that was published by a NASA scientist, and he had found these sort of nanometer scale chain-like structures on top of this meteorite, maybe slightly embedded as well, and interpreted it as fossils of bacteria. One of the first criticisms, these are a much smaller scale than any kind of bacteria that we see here on Earth. So how can they possibly exist on these nanoscale things? And maybe that's got around by the fact that Mars has a very different sort of chemistry or something exotic like that. It created a lot of excitement, particularly because they thought that this meteorite formed on Mars during a period when water existed on Mars. And we have a lot of evidence to suggest that this is true, that there were liquid oceans or rivers or something on Mars at some point, but ages ago, 4 billion years ago or so. And this is particularly interesting because if it was with water and now it's here and maybe some evidence of fossils, maybe we found life. And I think even Bill Clinton at this time alluded to it, and it was a huge discovery. Today, there's no consensus that this is actually definitive evidence of life. And unfortunately, we don't have that evidence of any kind of life outside of planet Earth, past or present. I think one of the main arguments against it was there's these magnetite crystals that have formed. And at the time, we only knew of these being formed by biological processes from little microorganisms that deposit these minerals. But in the early 2000s, they were able to replicate these crystals in a lab study without any kind of organic input. And as soon as you can do that, people are inconclusive. So sadly, we're withholding judgment until further data comes along.
Thank you, Tamala. So there you have it, Derek. It looks like the answer is that at the moment, because those same particles or similar ones can be made in a laboratory, people are not willing to believe they're bacterial.
Oh, that's a shame. It'd be nice to if it was positive, wouldn't it?
Indeed. But thank you for reminding us of the issue, because it was a huge story that just evaporated. And I was indeed wondering what had happened. So thank you for that, Tamala.